Part of the problem in Australia is people who won't get vaccinated. At times, it does feel like your social media feeds can be filled with people pushing back against the safety of the vaccine. But just how many of these anti-vaxxers are really out there? With us now is a researcher in Talking About Complex Issues, Jess Berntsen-Shaw, who's bringing out a guide on exactly how to do this. Kia ora, Jess.
Kia ora, Susie.
So how do you do it? How do you have conversations with anti-vaxxers to, I guess, try to change people's minds?
Well, it's interesting you should ask, because one of the things that we know from the research is we should probably spend time dealing less with vaccine denial as an idea and much more time building trust in the rest of the population. Because one of the things that happens when we spend a lot of time talking about vaccine denialism is exactly what you just talked about, is that we get the sense that it's larger than it is as an idea. We see it so much on social media and we talk about it, but what we know in New Zealand and in Australia is that the group of people who believe that vaccines don't work is actually relatively small, and we want to keep that contained. It's somewhere around 9%, and that will probably get smaller as more people get vaccinated as well. And within the Victorian case, going into another lockdown, we know will lead to increasing numbers of people getting vaccinated because they want to avoid another lockdown.
But I guess, are you drawing a distinction between people who are like straight out anti-vax, wouldn't get any vaccine, and people who might be a bit hesitant about the COVID shot?
Yeah. So we know that, for example, lots of people with hesitations will go on to get vaccinated. It's really normal to move from having hesitations to getting vaccinated, mainly because people do so because they want to protect the people around them and those that they care about. What you want to do is make sure that the ideas of vaccine denialism are kept contained and don't spread over into some of those people who might have hesitations.
So I was just going to say, so how do you actually engage with people then, if we're talking about people who are vaccine hesitant, how to have those conversations? We were hearing earlier on Morning Report from a nurse who's been going into ports to help convince reluctant port workers to have the vaccine.
And it's really interesting. I was listening to her talk, actually, and she's doing a lot of what the evidence says that we should do, which is not about giving people lots of facts. It's really interesting. We often hear people say, in order for them to feel like they want to trust the vaccine more, that they want more facts. But actually, when we do research, and we've done research in Australia recently, and we give people more facts, for example, we tell them how low the risk is of any sort of vaccine side effects, they don't feel more trust. What they do when they do feel more trust is when you talk about why we get vaccinated for each other. And that's exactly what that nurse was doing. She was talking about how we can build up the sense of collective immunity. So when all of us get vaccinated, we protect each other and the people around us and the people we care about. It is about showing people within the health system and how they care about the well-being of others. So, for example, here in Wellington, we've had Pacifica vaccination festivals, and that's really about helping build trust in the process for people who might have reason not to distrust people or not to trust people in the health system.
So it's about connecting with people on not so much on a perhaps an intellectual level, but on an emotional level.
Exactly, because we don't make decisions about this sort of thing on the basis of logic. In fact, we make decisions about what we value and trust, and we know that vaccine hesitation, there's lots of reasons behind why people might be hesitant and why they might not trust vaccines. So it's one of the best strategies we have is to really build people's sense of trust, both in the system and in people.
So if it's about that kind of connection, what is the government doing that is in that territory, and what more could be done to connect on that emotional level with people, with communities that might feel a bit uncomfortable here?
Yeah, so one of the great things that we're doing in New Zealand is that the vaccines are really easily available. So we know that when people have really easy access to the vaccine, they know that it's free, they know that it's going to be given by people that they trust, and they know that it's going to help protect people around them. That really helps. And we're seeing, you know, in New Zealand, we do have good access. In Australia, they've had some problems with the rollout. So that really helps come in. I think there is lots of work going on in which the communities themselves who might have low trust, so our Māori communities, for example, or our Pacifica communities who might have low trust in the system, there is ongoing work to ensure that they are leading in the vaccine space and the conversations about vaccine, and definitely more can be done in that space as well.
In terms of where we'll end up here. I mean, people are very reluctant, and understandably so, to put numbers around sort of the final tally or what we'll get to by the end of the year in terms of percentage of the population eligible that's been vaccinated. I mean, are you confident that we're doing the right sorts of things, that we're on the right kinds of tracks to get a good uptake, whatever good is?
Yeah, I really am. It's very interesting. You know, when we look at the numbers, what we see is the vast proportion of New Zealanders are willing and wanting to get vaccinated. And that puts us in a really good position. We know that when other people see people who they trust being vaccinated, then it builds their trust in the vaccination process. So I am relatively confident. I think, you know, we do have a small number of people who believe in vaccine denialism. I think it'll be incredibly hard to shift that very small percentage. But if we can get enough people vaccinated then and build up that collective immunity, then I'm confident we're in a good position.
Now, Mihi, thank you very much for talking to us this morning. Jess Berenson-Shaw there talking about the COVID vaccine and vaccine hesitancy.